You're listening to West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Dr. King pushed for racial equality. That's the theme of today's show. Coming up, we hear from Bree Newsom, whose act of civil disobedience in 2015 led to South Carolina permanently removing the Confederate flag from in front of its state house. It's renewed debate about whether to keep such flags and monuments in place. But first, I talk with Lana Lewis from the Kalamazoo Community Foundation about tomorrow's second annual National Day of Racial Healing and about her organization's new racial healing work. That work is funded by a five-year, $865,000 grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation based in Battle Creek. Kellogg has given funds to 14 cities nationwide in hopes of combating systemic racism. Lana Lewis is leading the Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation efforts in Kalamazoo in her role as a community investment officer at the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. Welcome back to WMUK.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
The first time I spoke with you was back in January of last year when the first National Day of Racial Healing was held. It's sponsored by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in Battle Creek. Just so that we can bring ourselves up to date, tell us a little bit about what Kalamazoo Community Foundation, who was kind of leading the efforts here in Kalamazoo, what you all did last year for the National Racial Day of Healing, and then we'll bring it forward.
The National Day of Racial Healing was kind of conceived at that December 2016 summit where the TRHT rolled out. And we had a few short weeks to plan, but the partners who were involved at that point were very excited and wanted to utilize some clips from a film series called America Divided as discussion points and kind of invite community kind of broadly and also introduce the concept of TRHT. We got a really great response from that. I don't think any of us anticipated having a late wait list and having to turn people away. We had about 150. The venue was completely packed.
What came out of that that you might want to mention?
Yeah, I think it was really about kind of testing the concepts with community publicly and seeing how our community would respond to it at that early phase before we kind of formally signed on to be a Truth, Racial Healing, Transformation location, which we are formally now. And the films were very, they really illuminate the connection between personal stories and personal impacts of how racism impacts us and systems and institutions. And so we really wanted to demonstrate that concept, and we thought those clips really kind of demonstrated how they both kind of work together and fit together.
Last year, it was announced that the Kalamazoo Community Foundation would be getting a grant of $865,000 over 5 years from the Kellogg Foundation to carry out work regarding racial healing. As part of that work, I believe you're going to be doing things a little bit differently this year for the Racial Day of Healing. Can you tell us when that day is and the approach that you're taking this year?
It's every Tuesday following Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And that was intentional to kind of connect the concepts, because really we're talking about racial healing transformation. These are all concepts that come from, you know, that definitely speak to civil rights and speak to what that day is supposed to be about, but wanting to kind of continue the conversation. So there's a few different things happening. This year looks a lot different for our community because we've had so many people be a part of the kind of conversation around TRHT already, that this day we decided to really go intentional and spend some time kind of getting input from people whose voices aren't heard as much. So we're having a few visioning sessions, two to be exact, on the day, and really trying to test out what does it look like to work with community-based organizations that have trust with populations and to try to get their voices heard, do some truth-telling. We knew truth-telling can be really healing for a lot of people, to really be able to have a platform to speak to your experience in a way that you feel heard and that the information will be used to actually do something. And so we wanted to be able to do that with some youth and on the north side with some residents. And the partners really drove that decision. There's over 100 partners now that have kind of touched it. And so as we move forward, we're kind of narrowing in on roles and et cetera. Some of the partners that are involved already do this type of work. They already work with the concepts of healing, of narrative change, of transformation, justice, these types of things. And so we wanted to support the events that were already happening on the day. So the Arcus Center for Social Justice Leadership at Kalamazoo College has two events that are open to the public, and we thought that would be a great opportunity for people to who really want to engage, might not be in that those specific target populations that we're going to do visioning with, to go and be a part of a conversation. And then we're also really encouraging people to take the discussion guide that was put out by the Kellogg Foundation and by the Truth, Racial Healing, Transformation leadership team to use it to have conversations where they are, with their families, at their workspaces, with their friends, community groups. And so there's a whole guide that's available online. We are also going to be printing up posters that say, I support the Day of Racial Healing, that anybody can come pick one up, also pick up a printed discussion guide from our office so that they can post them prominently and kind of put those out there so that we can show the support publicly in our community that this is an important priority for our community to begin to talk about this. So really trying to meet people where they are, and we know we want to support all of the great events that our community already does. The idea is that the concept, we really want to get it to be recognized as a holiday every year. And so the city has already put forth a proclamation saying that it is recognizing the National Day of Racial Healing. And so the more we can make it visible, the more it can become something that's cemented as a part of our kind of culture and part of our society, and making that the concept of racial healing and dealing with race and racism prominent.
We're talking to Kalamazoo Community Foundation Investment Officer Lana Lewis about tomorrow's second annual National Day of Racial Healing and about her organization's new racial healing work. You were talking about two groups that you'll be meeting with on that National Day of Racial Healing. One group of adults on the north side. What demographic would you be hearing from then for those people who don't know, aren't familiar with that community?
Right. So the north side is the historically African-American community. And when I say the, I mean it was the red line community here in town where African-Americans lived.
And you were also talking about youth.
Youth don't always have access to decision making or decision makers, and don't always have their voice heard and have a unique perspective to share.
And you were talking about that while you may not be having a public thing for people to do, you were saying that they could support the events at the Arcus Center for Social Justice Leadership. One of them is a Reclaiming Native History and Culture film and discussion.
Both are on January 16th. One's at the lunch hour, 11:30 to 1:30. Another is from 5 to 8. And really, both were very directly in line with the concept. You know, this concept of racial healing, I feel that, you know, when people hear the truth, racial healing, transformation, they immediately go to the racial healing. And I think we can't skip the truth, right? We can't. That's the first concept that is put out when you think about TRHT as truth. And so when we talk about reclaiming history, it really is about, you know, truth telling and making sure that the narratives that we tell us ourselves about our society and about our own histories is an accurate one. And then another event in the evening is going to be a workshop with a Chicago activist, Miriam Kaba, which I'm very excited about. And healing is really important to think about in terms of justice and transformation, because we can't heal if the trauma is continuing to happen.
That workshop you're talking about is called Healing Internalized Oppressions Workshop from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And I see that people need to go on their website for the Arcus Center to RSVP to attend. That healing workshop, is that for people who feel oppressed and are traumatized? Just to clarify.
I believe so. And I think that the if you go on the website, there's a longer description in case there's any more details that would clarify.
Let's kind of update where things are. The last time that you joined us here at WMUK, it was at the point at which the grant from the Kellogg Foundation for this racial healing work was announced. Again, the $865,000 grant over 5 years. You know, just refresh our recollection as to how that is going to be spent. And then let's move forward and talk about how's the work shaking out in the near future and long term.
250 of that is going to be seed money for an endowment fund at the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. This is really big because the idea is to grow a permanent source of funding that can continue the work beyond the 5 year of the grant.
And that's a big commitment, that saying we're going to do this work into perpetuity.
Yes. And that's what's really exciting. We can really think a lot more long term about the work because of that. And so we'll be fundraising to match that $250,000 to seed that endowment fund. The remainder of the funds are going to programming expenses mainly. What we've conceptualized is really doing this broad approach, trying to engage as many people as possible, and then looking at creating design teams that will take on specific projects. A lot of the funds, the remaining amount of funds, will be really geared towards making those projects happen and making those partnerships happen.
How many design teams are you looking to have, and what are their general themes?
So the concept of the TRHT has five design areas: narrative change, racial healing, and then the three transformation areas, as I like to call them, law, economy, and separation. And separation is a different concept. It's really thinking about how do you marry the concept of segregation and colonization into kind of one broad aspect, one broad way of thinking about it. And so we're looking at creating design teams. Actually, coming up this year, the first half of this year, we'll be creating design teams, at least four of those areas. The grant requires that we create design teams in three. We think we can probably create them in all five. We have great people doing great work in all areas already here in our community. And so, you know, we're really looking at, okay, where are the key opportunities and how can we fund the partnership to bring folks more closely together who are doing the work.
What's kind of a timeline that you're looking at?
So we're going to continue to do this visioning process and this, you know, especially focusing really in on that this month and next month, and then launch into the design teams in March. Mm-hmm. And hopefully have by April, early May, have kind of a more solid plan set of initial pilot projects, plans for resident engagement, and some initial goals.
I think what's worth mentioning is the foundation has just, you just solicited members for an anti-racism transformation team within the foundation. Could you just talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. The anti-racism transformation team is not directly connected to the Truth, Racial Healing Transformation. I know a lot of people hear race and they think it's the same thing. The anti-racism transformation team is being created to look at the Community Foundation's internal policies, procedures, and practices, and to make sure that we're living into our values. And the Truth, Racial Healing Transformation is more about the whole community. Now, there are some people that overlap in some concepts, and they really work well hand in hand together to make sure that while we're, as an organization, saying we want to do this work and we want other people to do the work and join us in this community work, that we're also kind of walking our talk.
Why is the issue of racial healing so important?
Yeah, I think it's important for us to recognize, you know, that we're still living in a society that has issues with race. This is not an old issue. This is not something that's been resolved. We continue to, if you look at the statistics, we continue to have huge disparities in education, health, and income, and just pretty much every quality of life indicator, and it falls around race. One of the most jarring, I think, statistic is the infant mortality, and we talk about that a lot here in Kalamazoo. And thinking about how racism actually, and I think NPR put out a story recently that said, you know, racism is causing African American women to lose their babies. It's that real, you know? And so we have to really take that seriously. We want to really begin to address that belief system and how it plays out in interpersonal interactions and policy decisions and everywhere in between, and even how we see ourselves. So if we want to really move forward as a society, we really have to deal with the issues head on and not pretend like they don't exist, because the data literally shows that it does.
I think there was one more thing you wanted to say.
you know, we really have gotten such a tremendous response from our community. And I think it surprised us. It surprised even Kellogg. They've been here a few times recently. And really knowing that our community, our readiness for the work is really there. And I think one of the things that happened is it's just the right time. This is the right work at the right time. I think for a lot of people, it feels like that. And so it's really inspired a lot of folks. Energy. So for folks who have not been involved in the work, there's a real eagerness and willingness to come along and be a part of something, wanting to really be a part of something that's really hoping to address the issues that feel very even more real to a lot of folks than they ever have. But also, I think what I've seen is re-energizing people who've been doing the work and even allowing folks to think outside the box a little and be open to new ideas and concepts and to really kind of come together in a different way because the urgency is there.
Lana Lewis is heading the Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation efforts in Kalamazoo in her role as a community investment officer at the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. For links related to that project and to the Tuesday, January 16th, National Day of Racial Healing, visit WMUK.org.